This liturgical year, during the penitential seasons of Advent and Lent, the tempi forti, or strong times, we've been doing a deep dive through the collects, the opening prayer of the Mass appointed for each Sunday. And I hope the sermon series has encouraged you to use those prayers in daily life, as well as at Mass on the Lord's Day. And today we close out this series as we accompany the Pope and the people of the city of Rome to St. Peter's Basilica as the station church. This fifth Sunday of Lent begins that season within the season of Lent called Passiontide. And on this Passion Sunday, many of the relics of the Passion are exhibited on the papal altar. At Vespers tonight, the people process all throughout the Basilica as the veil of Veronica is exposed for the veneration of the faithful, who fall to their knees before this token of an act of mercy and compassion towards the suffering Savior. Pope St. Gregory the Great, in the year 590, fixed the station churches for Lent, and the popes have been praying according to that traditional sequence ever since, even until today. Today we pray, by your help, may we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Remember that at the beginning of Advent, we were told to run forth to meet Christ. And at the end of Lent, we're being told to walk eagerly. But running away from sin and towards Christ, and walking in charity, not just any charity, the same charity that our Lord has, well, that's not always easy, is it? We are selfish in our fallen, sinful nature, and any good that we do is really a participation in and a reflection of the goodness of God. Anything good we do is by His help, and so we ask for that help. This collect reminds us that we are a pilgrim people on a journey, not just to Jerusalem next week as Holy Week starts, but to the new and eternal Jerusalem of heaven. And on that trek, we walk in love. We've been loved first, as Jesus, for love of the world, hands himself over to death. The cross is the ultimate sign of the unconditional love that God has for us. And it is also the means by, through, and in which our love is begun, perfected, and brought to fulfillment. We also realize that Jesus freely chose to hand himself over to death for us. He was obedient, even unto death, and he offered himself up because he willed it. Jesus is both the priest who offers the sacrifice and the victim for the sacrifice. In the extraordinary form, 3 weeks before Lent, with Septuagesima Sunday, that Hebrew A word of praise that will return at the great Paschal Vigil drops out. On Ash Wednesday, instrumental music, except to sustain singing and flowers, all the signs of joy disappear. Today, the crosses and images are veiled, shrouded from our senses. And the Gloria Patri and the Judica Mei psalm, they're omitted. Soon, on Maundy Thursday, the Blessed Sacrament is removed. And on Good Friday, the church becomes naked. The tabernacle door is flung open to indicate a great absence. This gradual pruning is the way the church experiences the death of the Lord. And today we pray, stand by us, O Lord our God, and with tireless support defend us whom thou hast renewed through these mysteries. You know, it's hard to see a loved one suffer and die. It's even harder when it is the just and sinless one. We know that Calvary is not the end of the story, but every year the church bids her children to mourn a little while, to appreciate better what the Lord does for us. And so we pray, stand by us. And we stand with the Blessed Mother and the beloved disciple at the foot of the cross on Golgotha. We pray, defend us with tireless support as we prostrate ourselves weak-kneed before what seems to be the ultimate triumph of evil. Lent has been a spiritual battle in the desert. And we have to come to terms with the world, the flesh, and the devil, their effects in us, our failures, our compromises, what we have done and what we have left undone. And so we need the power and the might of God to raise us up from the dust from which we were created, to set us on our feet again, gloriously free from bondage, to claim the crown of righteousness and glory. The prayer also reminds us that all of this is a mystery. And through the sacraments, we are initiated into and profit from the merits of the passion, death, and resurrection. As the Lord says in the Apocalypse, "Behold, I make all things new." We're born again, made new again, renewed through the Paschal mystery, to which we have access only in and through the sacramental life of the church, at least in its ordinary manner. The Anglican liturgical tradition had a collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter, which was reassigned in 1979 in the United States to today, but it actually comes originally from a French manuscript around 750 AD. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of this world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. God is indeed the master of chaos. Our will and our emotions are often disordered and unruly. So God gives us very clear commands about how to live so that we can see the fruit of order and peace. He also gives us so many promises that we can trust in and count on. For those who remain faithful to the end, fight the good fight, and keep the faith. But we have to love those commands and desire what he promises. And even that doesn't come to us naturally because we're so messed up sometimes. And for that very reason, he gives us the grace to love and desire what he loves and desires. The cross stands while the world revolves around it. The world is destined to pass away. And so the cross fixes our hearts not amidst this world, but where true joy is to be found. And that, my dear friends, is the final word. The final word of the church's prayers during the penitential seasons. The final word of the Christian's path to glory. The final word of what Jesus comes to us for. Joy. My most earnest hope is that you find this Passion Sunday and indeed every Sunday and every day, the presence of the Lord, which is joy.